Jamie Forster, Liberal National Party candidate. Good evening and welcome to Queer Radio 4ZZZ.
G'day, Blair. Thanks for having me on. It's a thrill to be here.
Thank you. You were saying we've grabbed a photo of you for your kids, did you say?
Well, yeah, I'm nearly 50 and it takes a bit of convincing to let my kids know how cool I am. So this might help.
It might.
Maybe not.
How old are they?
Teenagers, so grade 11 and grade, so 16 and 14. No, they
it's
won't.
It's not going to help. No, I have a teenager. No. It doesn't help.
Right.
Teenagers well, in the studio here, does it help?
Always. Any community radio, it's the coolest thing out, always.
I was on here 25 years ago.
What did you do 25 years ago?
I was on here talking about noxious weed management and feral animal management.
We still have those in this building. Not mentioning any announcers.
No, I was just going to say, no, I won't say it. Oh, look at me on my best behaviour tonight.
Jamie, well, welcome back. 25 years. We've been in the building 25 years.
I know.
And we're doing, as you would have just heard then, the building blitz. So get out and do some donating, people, because if we get to 15,000, we'll get a $15,000, no questions asked.
Goodness knows our building needs some help.
Okay. According to the Liberal National Party, we need a better Queensland. But before we get into your policies, Jamie, tell us about you. Why are you wanting to stand in the division of McConnell?
Blair, I've had 25 years in the small business and private sector. Recently, I had a look into the Parliament. It's full of career politicians. I think that we can do better. I think we need some alternative voices in there, some people who aren't career politicians, aren't constrained by a certain way of thinking, and I really think I can bring that to our parliament. So I think we do need those people with that political experience, absolutely, but we need diversity of thinking in there.
So that sounds like it's a bit of a criticism of all parties, Labor, Liberal, National, CADA, Greens, even though we don't have any of those in the Queensland Parliament.
You may say that.
Are you criticising everyone with the same brush?
Look, it's not a criticism of the party so much as the parliament. So I might be splitting hairs there, but you did start it earlier on. So, but look, no, it's not a criticism of those parties or those individuals. But we have got to a point where, for whatever reason, we have a lot of our parliamentarians are career politicians, and I'd like to change that just a little bit.
Okay, you're going to be, if you're elected, you will be one of the two main parties, the Liberal National Party, and there seems to be a lot of direction by the hierarchy of the party, how people have to speak and vote. How confident are you that you will have that freedom that you really desire to bring to politics and to governing?
Oh, well, look, the LNP is it does have a democratic process within the party and also within the parliament. So I'll absolutely have my say in the parliament, and I know that there'll be no one trying to influence me not to. But the way that democracy works is once a decision is made by the majority, once you've had your say, once you've debated it and argued it, then a decision is made and you back that decision.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't be shy about stepping up and saying what I think in the party room if I'm elected.
What are the two main policies that you're standing on that will resonate with the people of McConnell?
Look, the one of the first order issues for me is in relation to ID scanners. I think they've really damaged the vibrant culture of the small bars and music venues in McConnell. That will be a first order issue for me, is to get in there and to work very, very hard with the industry, with emergency services workers, and with other groups to develop a set of laws that make sense, but also don't compromise on safety.
We've got to be careful about the way alcohol is served and it's promoted to young people particularly. Liam, as someone who's young, you're student crowd, which is known for going out and partying without stereotyping. Have you found or have you heard from your student friends that this has been a real problem, the Palaszczuk Labor government's ID scanner laws?
Not in any way that's been in particularly impeding, I suppose. It is an inconvenience from a perspective as like a bar girl or whatever, particularly, but I... I can't imagine it has much of an impact. Not that I've observed. It's like people have voiced a concern that it's an inconvenience, but I feel that it has more of a greater economic consequence than it does any kind of personal effect.
Yeah.
Then again, coming from somebody from the older crowd, I wouldn't think I need to take my ID out with me, something that is important and valuable to me, just to be able to get into, you know, a bar down the road sort of thing. And yet everybody's like, I'm 42. I don't need my ID to be checked. And I actually don't like going to venues where they're taking a photograph of my photograph, and I feel it's a real big invasion of my privacy. And I'm guessing younger people might just be getting used to it, as this is the way it's done because it's the first thing they're introduced. So I don't know, maybe older people notice it more. That's my bits.
That's one of the two. What's the second one, Jamie, that you feel very strongly about?
Look, Sharon's there. Look, I think that the one of the big impacts of these ID scanner laws is it's really harming small bars. The big legislation typically tends to favour big corporates. They can tend to pay for the compliance a lot more easily. So it is wrecking the diversity in there, and it's making those business for those small businesses very difficult, and it's also losing youth jobs as well. So these are important issues. Look, the other one is an issue I think that's relevant to this hour, and that is in relation to expunging the records of men who've been convicted of homosexual.
Again,
this for me is an absolute first order issue. I mean those laws should never have existed, and they should be treated in that way. And for me, I think that is absolutely a first order issue.
Hasn't that already happened though?
Apology was made, but the records haven't been expunged yet. So that is something that is still waiting to be done. It does have bipartisan support, and look, I think that this is something that we need to get on with and make it happen. This is an issue of just fairness first and foremost.
Look, I just wanted to ask another question that's something I think is really important and relevant to our community, and that is mental health and mental health services available within Queensland, within Queensland Health, and being able to get access to those services. I mean, a lot of our community have been struggling with this yes campaign, no campaign, whatever, over the last couple of months. But it's well known that LGBTIQ people have higher rates of mental health issues. So what can we do to make sure those services are available and that you're not waiting and waiting and waiting when you actually really need help now?
Yeah, look, I agree with everything you said. Mental health generally, not just within the community, but LGBTIQ plus community, but across the whole community, mental health is going to be one of those issues that we need to get on with addressing, because it was an issue that was probably hidden, certainly when I was in my teenage years, it wasn't discussed as much, but now we know that people were suffering in silence. So it is something that needs to be done and addressed urgently. Within the LGBTIQ plus community, where the rates of mental illness are higher, absolutely, I agree. I have met a number of times with Chris from Open Doors and the Jelly Beans program there. I think it's a wonderful program, and that's one that I'd be advocating for, among others.
Jamie, we are getting towards the end of your 10 minutes, but I've got a few rapid-fire questions.
Go for it.
For you. Firstly, Adani, the LNP is totally on board?
We support it. I would support it cautiously, I would say.
Where's your caution?
Around the environmental damage. I mean, whenever we do something as human beings, we damage the environment. My first postgraduate degree was in what would be called environmental economics now, natural resources economics. I understand environmental externalities. We need to make sure that they're well managed and protected, so that is where my caution is.
And we should be giving money to a foreign company that should be able to raise that money, which it looks like it's unable to do?
I am always very, very cautious about funding, making any commercial project viable through government funding. If a company is investing and it stands to make a great profit, good luck to them. They're investing and risking their money, but it shouldn't be made viable with public money. So I would be very cautious about it. The governments do, of course, support projects.
Okay.
The NAIF loan, for instance, is there to support community infrastructure, and it is NAIF is incidentally supporting at least four or five renewable projects as well. So,
how comfortable you are, even though there's no One Nation candidate in the electorate of McConnell, how comfortable are you that your party is preferencing One Nation in 90% of the seats they're standing above other candidates?
Look, I think it was this is a difficult one. I hope One Nation don't have any parliamentarians in the the state parliament. Certainly, if I'm there, I I hope that doesn't happen. But look, you know, you make these political decisions. This is respecting the thoughts of the people in those communities. This is these areas where One Nation is getting very high numbers, and we've got to respect their views there.
How safe is the Queensland AIDS Council? And I ask that in the terms that when the Newman-Nicholls government was elected in 2012, there was very little said about the number of things that happened to our community. The then Healthy Communities was defunded. We had our civil unions trashed. We even had adoption reform put on the paper by the then Attorney General Jarrod Bleij to ban same-gender couples from adopting. How safe is the Queensland AIDS Council? And second part of that question is, why should our community trust the LNP after what they did in the 3 years they were in power?
Well, look, on the Queensland AIDS Council, very safe, I would have thought. I haven't heard anything otherwise. It's been well funded by the Liberal federal government. Queensland AIDS Council and other organisations have been well funded by the federal government. I don't see any reason that would change, and I don't see any reason why we would do anything about it under a state LNP government at all. Certainly, I am aware of the organisation. I've visited them, and I would be advocating for
them. You'd be a champion for the Queensland AIDS Council in an LNP government?
Absolutely, 100%. Anything to do with that's doing positive work in the area of sexual health, absolutely.
Final question. Today, your party leader, the opposition leader, Tim Nicholls, was asked, after the results of the marriage law survey, he came down on the side of he believed it was quite all right for service providers like bakers, wedding providers, all those sort of people, photographers, to discriminate, that they should be able to say no to same-gender couples marrying, saying no to gay people. Are you comfortable with that stand? Do you support his stand?
Look, I have to say I didn't hear what Tim said. I've been on the run all day today, so I'd be reluctant to comment.
All over the place, Jamie.
I've been
start listening to what your leader is saying.
Absolutely,
because it could have an impact on the way your vote goes.
Look, I agree, but election campaigns are crazy. I've been running from forum to forum. I haven't seen his comments, so I'd rather not reflect on what's on something I haven't heard. But what I can talk about is the fact that this morning when the yes vote came in, I spoke to Trevor Evans, who's been a great champion, and I am absolutely confident that this legislation, with Trevor and other people behind it, they're backing the legislation that's on the table at the moment, and I'm confident that this will get legislated quickly and efficiently and effectively and fairly.
Jamie, thank you very much. Jamie Forster is the Liberal National Party candidate for the state seat of McConnell.